The time has come to proceed toward a great new challenge.
The state of our union is the strongest it has ever been.
For the first time in two decades, Osama bin Laden is not a threat to this country.
Americans fought the British for independence, but borrowed their practice of having the head of state address government leaders regularly.
My lords and members of the House of Commons.
Early presidents posted letters, not showing up at the Capitol. The U.S. Constitution mandates there be a State of the Union report. It adds that the president shall recommend measures to Congress that he judges necessary and expedient. Ronald Reagan started the practice of inviting special guests to the speech, like this man who dove into the Potomac River in Washington to save victims of a plane crash. Over the years, the address has evolved.
We welcomed the distinguished interim leader of a liberated Afghanistan, Chairman Hamid Karzai.
We sat down with Georgetown University government and public policy professor Mark Rahm for some insight.
Presidents have multiple purposes for the State of the Union address. One is they want to lay out their agenda for the upcoming session. But at the same time he's laying out that agenda for Congress, he's also laying it out for the public. Congress responds to public concerns, so the president also wants to mobilize public opinion to support these goals.
The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives formally invites the president to address both senators and House members. The speech takes place in the House chamber because it's larger. Rahm says that these days the address is both substantive but also dramatic.
I ask you to pass a real patience bill of rights.
The president says what his agenda is. His backers in Congress, that is members of his party, will stand and whoop enthusiastically about this agenda. The opponents, the opposition party, will remain seated typically during those moments, cross their arms, and look skeptical.
It can be a time to speak of problems and offer solutions.
And we think of Roosevelt or President Bush at times of war. World War II or our invasion of Iraq or in Afghanistan, providing messages that we face opposition, we face attacks, but we can prevail and we will prevail.
The civilized world faces unprecedented dangers, yet the state of our union has never been stronger.
President Obama, in the midst of really deep economic recessions and depressions, presenting a message for hope and change.
While our economy may be weakened and our confidence shaken, tonight I want every American to know this. We will rebuild, we will recover, and the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
Stronger on the economy, stronger on gun control, stronger on immigration reform. Experts say that's where the president is going next. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.